of Esav, okay, he's your brother, and Loi Sisaev Mitzri ki ger hayisav yartzo. Let's see here Rashi. Rashi over here says, Loi Sisaev Adomi legamri. Even though it's fitting that you should hate him, Shayatza becherev likrasecha, because he came out to greet you with a sword. When we over here, when Klal Yisrael they came out of Mitzrayim, and they were on their way into Eretz Yisrael, and we wanted to pass through the land of Edom. The land of Edom is somehow on the southern side of Eretz Yisrael. And we wanted to enter into the land by going right through the land of Edom. So Edom said, don't you dare. Don't you dare come and enter into Eretz Yisrael by passing through our land. So therefore, we really should hate them. We have all of the right to hate Esav, because when we were going into Eretz Yisrael, they did not let us pass through their land. Why? Because he's your brother. Because it's an incredible chiddush. Esav, Edom is Esav. Edom is one of the names of Esav. He is our brother. He is our twin brother. And it's not proper to hate your twin brother, even if he's not religious. And he was not Mekabel the Torah. He had the opportunity. He could have been Mekabel the Torah. Yitzchak wanted to give the brachos to Esav. If Esav would have behaved himself, he would have gotten all of the brachos. He's the Bechor. And Yitzchak wanted to give it to him, still wanted to give it to him. Only Rivka intervened. Because he is our brother, we are not allowed to hate him. That's an incredible thing, because Edom, look what they've done to us over the generations. Look at the last 2,000 years. Look what Edom has done. Edom is...
Rabbi, the article uses the word abhor. What is the difference abhor between
means,
hate?
It means to hate. I don't know. It's another word for hate. Abhor is also means... It's another word. Abhor is a fancy English word. To hate, I don't know. I don't know. You're right. To say, I think what to say has more of a connotation of an intensity. There's no sin. I think it's on a level that's more than just hatred. It's like a seething hatred. All right. Then it comes lo tisaev mitzri nikol v'chol at all afal pi shezorku zuchurechem lior. Unbelievable. Egypt, they try to kill us. They murdered the children of the Jewish people. The Egyptians subjugated the Jewish people. They tortured them. Avoidas perach. For nothing, they stole everything from the Jewish people and they made them into slaves. And yet, the Pasuk says, do not hate them at all. No hatred for an Egyptian. Why? Because when we were their guests in their land, we lived in Mitzrayim, the land of Egypt, when there was a famine. There was a famine for 210 years in the land of, there was a famine in Canaan. We went down there and they were our host. Now, I just want to make a ha'ara. It's very interesting. We live in America. In America, l'cho'ora is Edom. Western civilization, I think many of us assume, we assume that this is Edom. And what else? We are Gerim, they are our host in Golos. After the Holocaust, the major chunk of the Jewish people have settled in America. And the American government is very good to the Jews, more or less. I mean, a lot more than less, and it's interesting is that like it's almost this pasuk is speaking directly to us, because in America they are our host in Golos, and number two they are Edom, they are our brothers, Christians. The American people, the assumption is that the Western civilization, this country, are descendants of Edom, Golos Edom, and. And whereas when we left Egypt, we were never a guest in the land of Edom when we came out of Egypt. We never went into Edom. We had nothing to do with them. The last time we had to do with Edom was Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov went his way, Esav went his way. We had no connection to Esav, nothing. We never lived in their land. And he's our brother. Esav is our brother. We share the same grandfather and the same father, Avraham and Yitzchak. Number two, Edom, we live in their land. In Golos, not only in America today, but think about it, throughout the whole Golos, we live in their land. In Europe is Western civilization, in America. So it's really interesting that this pasuk over here is almost like it's prophetic. It's speaking to us. Now you'll say, what do you mean? How could you not hate them? Look at the Holocaust. Look at the Crusades. Look at the pogroms. Look at the blood libels. Look at the Inquisition, the expulsions, the czars of Russia. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on. How could you not hate them? It would be irresponsible almost not to hate them. The Western civilization, they have destroyed us. They've tortured, killed us. They've done the most horrible things to the Jewish people. I mean, it's beyond belief. Just talk about even one of the things, the Chmelnytsky massacres, the Crusades, Inquisition, Spanish Inquisition. There's no end to it. And yet, I mean, how do you? I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. So Rashi over here says, well, in Egypt, the Egyptians, what did they do to you? The Egyptians took your children, and they threw your children into. They drowned them. They killed them. And they enslaved you, they tortured you, they chased after you, they wanted to kill you, they chased after you. They chased after you, they tried their very most to kill you. And yet the Pasuk shockingly says, Loi tisaev mitzri. So how do you understand this? I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know how to, just an observation. Maybe really means what you were trying to say, Blaise, is it says the word tisaev. Tisaev is a certain type, maybe it's a certain type of hate. Maybe you are allowed to hate them, but you're not allowed. I mean, it's hard to really define what is this word. Maybe the Targum will explain. Let's see the Targum. Targum Pasuk says, Lo terachek. See, interesting, the Targum actually explains the word Tisaev. Lo terachek edomo'o. Are achuchu. Lo terachek mitzra'o are dayor havosa be'ar'e. Now let's see what it says over here in the commentator. Maybe he explains over here what it means terachek. Ayin mashakosav le'el. Okay, I'm going to go see what he says over there. Dayor, you read over here, dayor is where it's uncle is dear, kolosh nakosav midir bali rasha. And mitzav ledas ayahudim miskarim giyur. All right, so let's see what he says. Over here he has a comment. Let me go look and see what he says. I want to see what he says over here. Let me just fix the screen over here so I can see better. All right, let me see what he says. Over here, to go look, he teaches this word exactly. Ayin mashakosav le'el yud ches yud beis. Okay, so I'm going back to Perek yud ches. Let's see what he says. Perek Yud Ches Pasuk Yud Beis. Ki soyavas Hashem kol oisa eile v'gval hato yose eile Hashem lechol morish oisa miponecha. Okay, so the word toeva. Toeva. Arei mirachak. Toeva. So it seems over here that he's trying to say the word is loy tisaev. It's the same word as a toeva, an abomination. Because the Targum, as we always say in this year, the Targum simplifies a simple language. He takes two words, the word tisae, toeva, an abomination, and tisaev, I guess really it's the same word. It's the same word, and he translates it as mirachak. Now here, on this pasuk, let me see how he translates the word of the distance, pasuk yud beis. It says over here, what's the pasuk yud beis? Arei birachak kodem Hashem. Okay, and in the commentator, let's see all these teeny little letters over here. Birachak targum kolotashen to eva akasim b'pasuk zebeshtei tzurishonis tzachtam. Okay, so he says over here to go to the back of the volume. I'm going to go to the back of the volume, the Miluim, Tavarim Yudches, the back, Matay, Shaiftim, Kiseitse, no, I don't know, for Yudches, okay, here it is, okay, Merachak. Okay, I have over here a special thing in the back of the Sefer, he elaborates, let me see what's over here. Tarim Lulisloshin To'eva. Hakasta pasik zebeshte tsuras shanis vsachtam, venir shlodasuklis toeva, haksuva bchomokoim, bain imiduba bitoavas, Hashem, bain imiduba bitoavas, bene adam, perushai, hashikuts vahasina. Hatred, disgusting. Moshe kasta ramban leel. Mulchin tagim cantors Hashem toava toeva, he lifne Hashem. Restam toeva, viakavan loshin rihook. Alright, so he's saying over here is the word to'eva means you're making a mistake. It means in this pasuk back in Perik Yudches, pasuk Yudbeis, the pasuk says, Ki soyavas Hashem kol oise eile, uviglal ha-to'evois ho'eile Hashem elokecha moirish oisa miponecha. We're describing over the Gentiles, and it was saying, Arei mirachak kodom Hashem kol ovid, anyone that does avodah zara is distant from Hashem. Uvidil to e vaso ho ilein, and because of these abominations, Hashem elokach mi sarech yasoy min kodemach. So he's asking a question over here. Back in Perik Yudches, in Pasuk Yudbeis, is describing over there. We learned this. We learned this last week. We learned this together. Look at that. We spent time on this. How come we didn't discuss this then? I don't know. So we learned last week is that in the one pasuk, we're dealing with the people who worship different types of avodah zara, chover chover, shoyl over yidoni dori shalamesim, and it says in the pasuk the word toiva twice. And the first time the targum translates the word as distant, and the second time in the pasuk, the targum does not translate the word. He just basically says the same word. It repeats the word in the pasuk. So the obvious question is, how could it be that in the very same pasuk, when the word appears twice, the targum one time translates it, and the second time does not translate it? And even when he translates it, he translates with a very unusual expression, to distant. So what he says over here is, firstly he says over here that the word to'eva, he brings down from the Gemara. Where is he bringing this down from? He brings down that it means it's a nutrikin. It is an acronym of three words. To'e ato ba. You have made a mistake. You are making an error, a mistake. Avodah Zarah began because people made mistakes. They look at the Shemayim, they look at the stars, they look at the sun and the moon, and they notice that the sun, the moon, the stars provide services for the world. And they fail to realize that the sun, the moon, the stars, the heavenly bodies are nothing more than the agents of Hashem. So they're just servants. Like the sun is called the Shemesh, Miloshon Shamosh. It is a servant. It's a servant. The sun is a servant. And people begin to ascribe to the servants independent power. Independent power. You have no power. They have no power of their own. But because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he hides himself, so the Goyim made an error. Toyeh ato ba. That's the word toeva. It's really three words. You have made a big mistake. You have ascribed to these intermediaries independent power, autonomy. And that is an error. And when then you do that, what happens? You become disgusting. When you engage in worshiping these, when you continue down the path of making a mistake, and you engage in intensifying your mistake, then you become disgusting. And when you become disgusting, then people who know the truth are obligated to distance themselves from these people who make a mistake. So it's a process. Person makes a mistake, the goy make a mistake, and their mistake leads them to worship these entities, and because they act upon their mistake by worshiping the entities, they become disgusting. And when they become disgusting, it is now necessary for us to distance ourselves from, we have to distance ourselves from these disgusting people. Why are they disgusting? Because they made a mistake. That's, in a nutshell, what it says over here in the back of the sefer, which is very nice. To me, it's all brand new. I never knew any of this. The word to'eva is a very powerful word. It's a very powerful word. It's funny you say, I remember memories. I remember, I'm not going to tell you, I can't tell you the story, but I remember there of Aaron Schachter, Shavafu Shalem. I remember there was once something, and his comment was, this is a to'eva. And I remember, I was like, what? Why do you call this a to'eva? He was very passionate. He's a very passionate person. He was very, very extreme sometimes. I can't tell you what it is. I don't want to say what it is, but there was a certain thing, and he called it, he didn't like it. And he said it's a to'eva, really? The word to'eva is used in the Torah for mishkav zohar, when two men live together. The Torah calls that Mishkav Zachar. And that's called the To'eva. So that's a very powerful word. That is a very, very powerful word. And over here we're using that word when it comes to Avodah Zarah. We're using that word over here as well in this pasuk. Let's go back to the pasuk over here. When it comes over here to Parshas Ki Tse, regarding Loi Tisaev Adomi, which according to the Targum means, do not distance yourself from the Adomi, Ki Ochichuhu, Loi Tisaev Mitzru, do not distance. So you said abhor. Abhor is what it says in the Art Scroll, because usually the word to'eva means, I don't know, it means an intense hate. But according to the Targum, it means do not distance yourself from the Adam, he's your brother. Do not distance yourself from the Mitzri, because you were a guest in his land. He hosted you, even though he did terrible things to you. All right, now we have to really understand this in the context. What does it mean not to distance? What it says next. That's the key element is the next pasuk. Bonim asher yi voledu lohem dor shilishi. Children that are born to them in the third generation, yavoy lohem bekahal Hashem. That these nations, if they have the third generation, is allowed to marry amongst the Jewish people. Which basically means they convert. You have an Edoimi or a Mitzri, you have a male Edoimi, and you have a female. They convert, and they become Jewish. So they're fully Jewish. the man is Jewish, they convert the makabel upon themselves to observe all of the Taryag mitzvahs. Even so, an Adam who converts is not allowed to marry a Jewish girl. A Mitzri who converts is not allowed to marry a Jewish girl. And likewise, the other way around. A female is not allowed to marry a Jewish man, and of either one. So how then are they ever going to come and marry the men of the Jewish people? So they marry each other. An Adoimi marries an Adoimis. They're generation number one. They have a child. Their child has to marry a second generation, like someone like them, like their parents. Another couple who converted, and they have a child. So now the second generation, they marry. And their child can now marry a Jewish man or a Jewish woman, whoever that child is. So they have to marry each other. Okay, so you have an Adoimi and Adoimis, or a Mitri and a Mitris, they convert. But the only ones they can marry are their own kind. Their own kind. And then they have a child. The child's a second generation. And that child marries their... I could be also that child can marry a first generation. It could be that child, if I'm not mistaken, can marry a first generation. And when they marry the first generation, so we could say, if one of the parents is second generation, we consider the child from that marriage to be a third generation. And that third generation is allowed to marry into, can then marry any Jewish man or woman that they want. So that's what it's of here. That's what it's of here. Rashi. Bottom of the Shavuot L'Ham Dor Shlishi. U'Sha'or Hu'Umois Mutarin Miyad. All other nations can marry. They convert. They can marry immediately a Jewish man or a Jewish woman. Ha'lamadita. She'ha'mach. Now, what's the reason? What's going on? What's going on over here? Why is that any a guy from any nation, if they convert, can immediately marry a Jewish man or a Jewish woman? But these nations cannot. These nations, Edom and Mitzrayim, if they convert, they cannot marry immediately a Jewish into the Jewish people. They have to wait three generations. Why? From here we learn, Shamachti la'adam kashaloi min ha'hargoy. Someone that causes someone to sin is worse than killing a person. Shehahargoy hargoy b'olam hazeh. V'amachti'oi, someone that caused you to sin, mo'yitzil min ha'olam hazeh min ha'olam haba. Lefichach, Edom shekadmam b'cheref lo'y nita'ef. V'chein Mitzrayim shetivum v'elu shechetiyam nit'ovu. They, so I don't understand this. V'elu shech, those that caused them to sin, nit'ovu, are hated forever. So I think what he's referring to is Amoin Umayov. Lo Yavoi Amoini Umaavi Bikal Hashem Ad Oilam. Right? That's what it says here before. Go back to Pasik Dalit. You go back to Pasik Dalit. Pasik Dalit. Lo Yavoi Amoini Umayavi Bikahal Hashem Ador. Gam dor asiri lo yavoi lohem bekahal Hashem ad olam. Why? Al devar asher lo kidmu eschem balechem b'mayim b'derech b'tischem b'mishraim v'asher sochar olach az bilamen b'or b'pisor aram naraim lekal aleka. V'yavo Hashem lekecho l'shmael b'olam. V'yavo Hashem lekecho l'shmael b'olam. V'yavo Hashem lekecho lo yitzir shlom b'olam kol yoy kemach l'yolam. So what we're doing over here is we're comparing Amoin Umoyov, Amoin and Moav, to Edom and Mitzrayim. Now, Amoin, let's understand this. Moav, we understand. Moav caused the Jewish people to sin. Moav, after Bilam failed to curse the Jewish people, he was unsuccessful. So he gave advice to the king of Moav. Send out your young ladies and cause the Jewish people to do Averos. And they did that. And 24,000 people died. So there was Machti. They caused people to die. Now, what about Amoin? What did Amoin do? What chait Amon lo yovei amoini umoyo bikal Hashem al kam dash lelum gotam al dvash lo kimes amalach b'mayim v'echazim v'sharam v'asher tzachar lo vaz bilam ben bo'ar v'saram naram bikal lecha. I don't know. I'm missing something over here. The pause Rashi is telling us is that these people, Amon and Moav, is worse. Amon u'Moav attempted to cause the Jewish people to sin, to do averis. So they are completely distant from the Jewish people. They're not allowed to enter into the Jewish people, period. Only the men, though, not the women. Which doesn't make any sense, though, because the women, they're the ones who are machti. Think about it. We have a halach when it comes to Rus. Rus ha-Moavia. So Rus, why is she allowed to marry into the Jewish people? Rus. Lo yavi amoni umavi amoini. Umayavi v'loy amoinis umayavis. Right, that's the thing, that's the famous thing. David comes from Moav, and Shlomo married a woman from Ammon. Why was David allowed to marry a woman from Moav? Why was Shlomo allowed to marry a woman from Ammon? So Chazal said because it only applies to the males. It does not apply to the females. Why doesn't apply to why? Because why doesn't it apply to the females? Because who is the one? The pasuk tells you the reason. The reason is because they came, they didn't. It's because they did not greet you with lechem and mayim. Who is the derech to come and greet you with lechem and mayim? Men, women. It's not the derech of women to go out into the street and greet people with lechem and mayim. So the women are not held accountable. But wait a minute. Rashi here says the reason why they have to be completely removed, they're never allowed to marry into the Jewish people, is because they were machti. They caused us to sin. What sin did they cause? They sent out their daughters. So if they sent out their daughters to cause the Jewish people to sin, so the women were part of the Averis. And because of that, that's why they're completely distanced forever. But if that's the correct reason, not because of sending out and greeting us with Lechem U'mayim, so then the women should also be forbidden to come into the Jewish people, because the women are actually the ones who caused the Jewish men to sin. The men just sent out their daughters. But the ones that actually caused the men to sin with the women. So that's the case. If that's the case, so what's going on? What's going on over here? So I have to think about this. We have to think about this. Over here, Rashi over here is coming to contrast. He's contrasting Amon u'Moav versus Edom and Mitzrayim. Amon u'Moav can never ever come into the Jewish people. Edom and Mitzrayim can come in the third generation. What's the difference? Because Edom and Mitzrayim only tried to kill us. They did not attempt to take away, to cause us to be nichshol in averos, in sins. Therefore, three generations is enough. Whereas Amon u'Moav, they caused us to be nichshol in terrible averos. Therefore, they can never come forever. If that's the case, what were the Averos? The Averos were Noshim, and their Noshim participated in this Avera. So I'm asking, so therefore the women also should be not permitted to come in, should not be allowed to come in. And yet that's not the case. Okay, so we got to think about that. But this is a very interesting Rashi's comparison, if not for Ableza, and Nissim is gladder, and now our mayor is coming in for the last second, we'll never appreciate this. Let me just show you the Targum very quickly. Time, there's a puzzle that says, Benin dis yaldun lohoin doro tilisoa yidake lohoin lemeal. Now, what's it mean, yidake? They're purified. That's a very interesting word, yidake lohoin lemeal, we call the Hashem. It says over here in the pasuk, yavoi lohem, and the Targum translates the word yidake. Does he make any comment over here? No. Tilisoa, Targum shlishi hu tilisoa, avulkan Targum kigilu loshon akosa shlishi. He doesn't really explain that very interesting word over here, that they're purified. They're purified to come in the nation of Hashem. Yidke means purified. Lahoin, lemeal, bekol, da Hashem. Okay, a lot to think about over here. I don't know. Arab Leza, thank you very much for coming. I really appreciate you coming. If not for you, I'll never really dwell upon this. Mr. Ms. Glad, thank you for coming. Have a good night.
Good night, everybody.
What's doing, Mayor?
I came in the right time.
What?